It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Confusion,
amplifying truth,
and pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
A little bit later in the hour, Dr. Douglas Howard stops by. Some very interesting new developments in the area of wellness I want to relay. Councilman Eric Ulrich, who is asking for your vote on Tuesday, will be here. David Fisher also in the green room to talk money, but we start with breaking news on the Jussie Smollett case. Stay with us.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Both my doctors in L.A. and Chicago cleared me to perform, but said to take care, obviously.
Whew.
And above all, I fought the back.
Right.
To insinuate and to stage a hate crime of that nature when he knew as a celebrity it would get a lot of attention is just despicable.
Boy, did it ever. A week ago, I was on the red carpet walking the thing for the new Tim Tebow movie, the Run the Race. And Mario Van Peebles was there. And we got into this conversation, very interesting, because Mario's a longtime figure in the black community, but also in Hollywood, and very well recognized. He plays a pastor in the new film. And he wanted to spend more time talking about this case that the nation has kind of come full circle with, the Jussie Smollett case, than he did his own role in the film. I mean, that's how big of a deal this became. And we've seen Kamala Harris and other people kind of choke when asked in the last 24 hours to respond to it. But friends, I think it's one of the most important conversations we can have, because for all of the discussion of race in our country today and the problem that supposedly our president contributes to because of it, where is the fairness in a story like this when it turns out that the truth is something very different than what we were told? You heard Smollett there in his appearance on February 2nd, said he fought those mother effers back, and he got a huge, of course, round of applause for that. But let's turn to somebody that may cover, he may be the only man in talk radio that covers race more than I do, and it's not a surprise that he does, because it's something that he has commented on and been a part of in terms of the public discussion all his public life. You also hear him here in New York every weeknight and on the Salem Network nationally, 6 to 9 Eastern, but here locally 7 to 9 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer. His name is Larry Elder. He's a good friend of this microphone, and it's good to have him back. Larry, thanks for being here.
Kevin, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
You saw the clip of Kamala Harris. She couldn't even form words when she was asked, how does this go? I'm sure that if I had Mario Van Peebles here, he'd have a similar reaction. But Larry, this is very unhelpful to the overall race discussion. But your reaction to it?
Well, the reason you're having this reaction from Kamala Harris, the reason you're having this reaction from some of these people who were jumping up and down and using rhetoric like modern day lynching, because they wanted it to be true. It pushed a couple of narratives. The first narrative, of course, is that racism remains a major problem in America, when in fact it is declining in significance to the point where right now we can say that America, with its flaws, has pretty much realized Martin Luther King's vision, where people are more or less evaluated based upon content of character. Now, I know that sounds surprising to a lot of black people who believe that racism remains a major problem in America, but it's a lie. One of the guys who proposed that big lie more than probably anybody else more effectively was Eric Holder, because unlike Jesse Jackson, Kevin, and Sharpton and Farrakhan, who are flamethrowers, Holder is respected. He's soft-spoken. He's articulate like Obama is, a courtly lawyer. He gave a speech when he was in office as AG, where he talked about pernicious racism. It was around the time that Donald Sterling had lost his team. And Holder said, when there's a blatant racist like Eric, Donald Sterling, that's not a problem. We can deal with that. It's the pernicious racism that's the real problem in America, and it's every bit as bad as the old racism. And he gave three examples, Kevin. Each one of them was bunk. One of them was the growing push for voter ID. The problem with calling that racist is the majority of blacks want voter ID. And right. A new study came out by three professors from Yale, from Stanford, and from Penn, all of whom said voter ID laws have zero effect on suppressing the black and brown vote. So it's a lie. The second thing he said that was pernicious racism is the fact that black boys are kicked out disproportionately more in schools compared to other kids of different races. And that's true. And some years ago, Jesse Jackson filed a lawsuit against the Decatur School Board, Kevin, all-white school board, for kicking out a bunch of black boys for fighting. The school board defended their lawsuit by noting that throughout the country, irrespective of the racial composition of the school board, irrespective of the race of the principal, black boys are kicked out more often. The judge threw out the lawsuit. The third thing that that Holder said was pernicious racism is the fact that a black criminal defendant compared to a white criminal defendant who committed the same crime gets a longer sentence by about 20%. That is true. What Eric Holder didn't say in referring to the sentencing commission that came up with that discrepancy, that the commission said that when it comes to sentencing, judges take into consideration all sorts of factors, including someone's complete criminal history, work history, extent of remorse, and black judges give black criminal defendants the same kind of sentence as white judges do. So it's a lie. And here you have this attorney general, courtly, articulate, well-groomed, to quote Joe Biden, making these kinds of lies. And people like Eric Holder influence people like Anderson Cooper. He influences people like Don Lemon, the New York Times, the LA Times. And these are lies. I'll give you one more way of proving it's a lie, Kevin, if you have time.
Sure.
In 1997, Time Magazine and CNN did a joint poll. It made quite a bit of news. And they asked black teens and white teens the following question. Is racism a major problem in America? And not too surprisingly, both black teens and white teens said yes. Ironically, or interestingly enough, more white teens said yes than black teens. But here's the second part of the poll, which is important. The poll then asked this question of the black teens. Is racism a major problem, a minor problem, or no problem in your own daily life? 89% of black teens said minor or no problem in my own daily life. In fact, more black teens than white teens said yes to the following question. Failure to take advantage of available opportunities is a bigger problem than racism. More black teens said yes to that than did white teens. And that was 1997, before Barack Obama, before his reelection, before back-to-back black secretaries of state, before back-to-back black attorneys general. It is a lie, and that is why people advanced it. The second reason people, of course, believe Jussie Smollett is they hate Donald Trump, and they believe Donald Trump is a racist, and Donald Trump's fans are therefore racist. Not only are they racist, they're also groups. They would prefer the reality to be that there are some Trump-supporting goons patrolling the streets at night, carrying bleach and nooses, looking for gay and black guys to assault, to whitewash, and to lynch. That's the reality that they would prefer to believe that this guy just made it up.
So, Larry, there's another name that kept coming to mind over the last few days, and it's Roseanne Barr. And, you know, I didn't stand by what she said. And we've seen a couple of other personalities get, you know, mentioned. Megyn Kelly lost her job for just saying she remembered people wearing blackface when she was a little girl and they didn't get right. particularly judged by it. So you've had a series of events over the last year. It seems like the reaction has been very disproportionate. Roseanne Barr tweets something and she, like, it's scorched earth. She can't even stick her head above ground again. Right. Jesse, as far as we know, is still employed by the Empire TV show. What's going to happen here?
Well, let's just absorb this reality, Kevin. Al Sharpton had a TV show. Al Sharpton, Etch Your Way, as you know, became famous by falsely accusing a white man of raping Tawana Brawley. He, to this day, has never apologized for it. It took forever to pay off the amount of the money he owed for the liability defamation lawsuit. He once referred to the mayor of New York, the black mayor of New York, as an N-word whore. You know he's in the thick of the Crown Heights riots, in which a bunch of black people were attacking Jews, and he stirred it right up and denied that he did. He also stirred up an incident between a black tenant and a Jewish a landlord and made that into a racial thing, and that ended up a bunch of people dying. This guy has a show on television on MSNBC, Joy Reid. Joy Reid had a blog in the I think 2007, 2008, all sorts of horrific things she said about gay people. She didn't like watching them. She wasn't going to see Brokeback Mountain because she didn't want to see gay people kissing, on and on and on. And then she denied that she did it. They brought in a forensic expert to look at whether or not she had been hacked. Turns out she wasn't hacked. She apologized and then said, I just don't know why I do those things. They're not me. They're not the person that I am right now. She kept her job. But Roseanne Barr, out. It's unreal. There aren't any rules.
Yeah.
Other than if you're left wing, you have more latitude. If you're well regarded by the left, you have more latitude. If you're conservative, of course, you don't have the same kind of latitude. That apparently is the only real reason.
That's it. Virtue is an important thing on the right, and when people violate it, they're usually self-disciplined and taken down by the people on the right.
Right.
People on the left, there's just no standards. Larry Elder makes too much sense to miss his radio show every night, 7 and 9 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer, here in New York, and of course nationwide on the Salem Media Group. Larry, great to have you. Kevin McCullough, stay with us.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Sunny skies and 50 degrees in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic. An accident in Queens on the Grand Central Eastman at the Clearview has two left lanes out. A left lane stall in Queens on the Van Wyck Southbound at Kew Gardens. And in Brooklyn, a crash on the BQE northbound at the Kosciuszko Bridge that has the center lane blocked. Alternate side suspended meters in effect. Inbound George is fine. To the outbound George off the Cross Bronx westbound, that's an hour. Inbound Lincoln 5, outbound Lincoln 15. In at the Holland 5 to 10th meter approach, the outbound Holland 45 minutes. Big problem in New Jersey, a car fire 78 eastbound at exit 45 and Summit. Two lanes are out. We've got an accident on the Parkway northbound at 149 now off onto the shoulder. The crash on the Parkway southbound at exit 91 in Ocean County is off onto the shoulder. An accident with single laning on Michiconic northbound at Bryant Pond Road. Just the left lane is getting by, a solid 1 mile delay. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Let's face it, we love Alexa, and we love to let her find your favorite radio station. This one, of course. We love it, too, when she finds us. But she could find us easier if we taught her a simple skill. To get started, simply say,
Alexa, enable the Answer New York skill.
After she confirms, you can then say,
Alexa, play the Answer New York.
That's all you have to do, and Alexa will learn how to find us. You can listen to us through your Amazon Echo, Echo Show, Echo Dot, and Amazon Tap devices. Alexa, what is your favorite radio station?
That's easy. AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Every week we promise you that Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan will appear to answer one of your questions here on Kevin McCullough Radio. And this week is no exception. Mr. Connors, this week the question comes from Frank, and he says simply, I'm considering listing my friend as my power of attorney agent. Is it a good idea to limit the power I give them? Mike Connors.
Yes, Kevin, ordinarily I would say yes. You know, it's one thing if you give a power of attorney to your son, your daughter, your spouse. You may want to have no limitations on it because you want to give them complete freedom, authority to act. But if you give, why would you give complete authority to a friend? You may want them to pay bills, you may want them to do certain things, but I don't think you would ordinarily give a friend an unlimited power of attorney. As an exception to every rule, maybe your friend is closer to you than family, but ordinarily, yes, you would think about a limited power of attorney if you're talking about having your friend as your agent. Because if you make it unlimited, your friend, if something happened, could wipe you out, steal you blind, and you never know in this world.
That's true, and you want to be wise in how you plan. It's almost as important as the failure to plan itself. If you plan poorly, you're not going to end up with a good outcome. And friends, it's one of those reasons why I highly recommend whatever your end-of-life question is as it relates to your estate or your elder care or other things, that you make sure that you're on the best legal footing as you can be. And there's no one better at it than Connors and Sullivan. Mike Connors has been doing it for such a long time, and all of his peers have said, you know what, he's one of the very best at what they do. So call him today. Maybe you've got a question. 718-238-6500. That's 718-238-6500. If you'd like to hear your question asked here on the radio, askmikeconnors@gmail.com. askmikeconnors@gmail.com. Or listen Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings at 11 on AM 970 The Answer. Mike Connors, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kevin.
Chances are, your home financing questions won't end when this show does. So the next time you have a question about home loans, ask the lending experts at Citizens Bank. They can help you every step of the way during the home buying process, starting with getting a pre-approval before you start shopping for a new home. Call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Listen to Joe Piscopo in the morning, weekdays at 6. Mike Gallagher at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, glad you're with us. It's a big, busy Thursday, and yet lots of stuff to get to before we're done today. And one of the things we didn't talk about on Monday, because it was the holiday, in fact, I was busy taking the ankle biters to go see the Aquaritime things at the Maritime Aquarium in the Norwalk, Connecticut vicinity. Great, great day. But the markets were closed. The business cycle was not really active. So I thought, well, let's have Dave Fisher come midweek and talk to us a little bit about what's going on. David Fisher is back, the CEO of Landmark Capital. David, it's good to hear you. Good to have you.
Yeah, it's my pleasure as always. An honor to have you on. Be on your program. Thanks.
No problem. The Federal Reserve, Dave, yesterday they made their minutes public. What did we learn?
Well, as I've said in the past on your program previously, the Fed is probably the most important influence in the market, and their minutes came out yesterday, and they've been flip-flopping like a fish on a boat out of water. But I think they're setting a new direction. So when they do that, we have to make changes and adjust in our portfolios and in our mindset. But it looks like the Fed is more concerned about quantitative possibly easing again and shortening its tightening. In other words, what they are saying that they might have caused the October through December downturn and the meltdown in the markets. And so they took a big look at that, although they just said 2 weeks earlier they didn't have any concern about that and didn't cause it. So they're taking a different stance. They're also saying that they're very now happy to abandon any monetary policy that might damage stocks. The Fed is wanted originally to, you know, do this quantitative tightening, you know, get where interest rates were supposed to be normal at 3.5%. We're currently at 2.25%. And they want to unravel their balance sheet, sell it from $4.5 trillion back down to kind of close to where they were, $1 trillion, before they all started this. They've only sold $500 billion, maybe $600 billion of treasuries, which is 20%. Now they're saying they're going to probably maybe have one more rate hike, and probably, I think, next year we're going to see the Fed lower rates and actually do a quantitative easing once again. Because we're going to be heading eventually into recession, and that's what they do when we get to that point.
Well, and how do we think about that, given that there was this seeming direction that the tightening was taking place? And to be candid, David, I'm not surprised they changed their mind, because the president was hitting them hard. Like, you know, he was, what are you doing, guys? You're ruining, you know, the effect of the tax reform and the better wages and all that stuff. So I don't mind the president. I kind of understand the president's position, but we were in that mindset that tightening was happening. And how does that change what we do now?
Well, it wasn't just the president, too. It was money managers, it was hedge fund managers, a whole section of Wall Street saying, what are you doing? I mean, they want Wall Street wants the market to go up always, and that's not how life works, obviously. But what this is telling us is, look at what gold's been doing. Gold's up 14% the last 6 months. It's challenging its 2018 high, trending up because central banks are buying it. They're seeing that's, you know, something's going to happen in the future. Central banks are completely trapped. They can't print more money right now. They've stopped that. Bank of Japan, the European Central Bank, and the Federal Reserve now has done that. I think they're going to move the other direction. We're going to see them start the printing presses again. And when this happens, you're going to see a rally in gold. Gold went up from 2008 to 2012, much more than doubling. And that's when the printing press was at full speed.
So let's talk a little bit about, because you started touching on how much debt is being issued. It's really important, but what is the impact here?
Yeah, we just touched on this last week. The Primary Dealer Advisory Committee, which advises the Treasury, they sent them a letter here at the end of January and warned them that there's a problem that's growing that needs to be addressed, debt. At the Treasury, they said there's a significant gap of Treasuries mounting now $12 trillion they need to add in the next 10 years. They said foreign investors are steadily declining, not buying Treasuries like they used to, and some have sold significantly. In fact, they said recently the Treasuries have not been bought that were issued for the 1 to 5 year term None of it was bought by foreigners, which tells us foreigners say we're going to be in a recession in the next 1 to 5 years.
Huh.
But it also, they said that the deficits are going to grow $1 to $1.5 trillion a year now. And last year it grew $1.5 trillion. So this is now the new norm. And previously 2 years ago was $400 to $600 billion. So we got a big change in our debt structure. And they said if we move into a recession, the debt is going to be growing even more, $500 billion to $1 trillion additional debt. And they said, since foreigners aren't buying, Evan, they're saying U.S. banks need to take and step up to the pump. But the problem is U.S. banks are already full of U.S. debt called treasuries, which means this brings back something we originally talked about when we came on your program almost 3 years ago. This is about the bail-in getting ready to happen. That's something you're going to see more and more in the news. I even saw it on financial news being talked about. So this is going to come back in the news. We have a white paper on it. This is probably something we're going to be approaching and looking at options of this and detail probably a year from now. But I say get the knowledge now, get prepared.
Yeah, get there before the bail-in occurs, because once they've seized your assets, that's all that there's nothing else you can do about it at that point. So what impact does it have on stock markets, gold, interest, and people?
Well, I think interest rates are going to maybe have one more rate hike, possibly, and then we're going to pause, and then we're going to move rates down next year. And I think you're going to see the printing press hard. Gold's going to be moving up. Central banks see this problem. People are waking up to the fact of what's getting ready to happen. They feel this problem. They're diversifying into gold, which causes gold to move higher. Stocks are recovering from their December downturn, haven't quite fully done that, but they're moving more sideways right now than up or down. So eventually, if we don't have a stimulus package towards the market, you won't see stocks perform much more than they are right now.
Yeah. Real quickly, David, gold is big in the news. We're giving away a coin to help people understand how they can hedge that protection. 10 seconds. What does it tell us?
It's a free gold coin, 1913. The Fed was created that year, and it's worth about $1,600. And I can't wait to give it away to the winner of your listeners.
Yeah. We're going to make that drawing on tax day, April 15th. We're going to stick it to the IRS and give someone some gold. I love that. Get the coming bail-in complimentary white paper. Get the newsletter insider edition when you sign up for the new financial survival packet. It's yours free. It's $189 value. Get yourself prepared and be ready for these changes before they occur. Here's the phone number, 844-604-2575. It's 844-604-2575. You can also register online at am570themission.com or am970theanswer.com. But call today and get this information and get yourself prepared. 844-604-2575. I'm Kevin McCullough. Stay with us.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
Sunny skies and 50 degrees in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. A Chicago judge has set bail at $100,000 for Jussie Smollett after his arrest for filing a false police report. The actor claimed he was assaulted by two masked men wearing pro-President Trump hats who hurled slurs against him. Earlier today, Cook County Prosecutor Reese Lanier said Smollett not only hired two brothers to stage the attacks, they also supplied him with drugs. A federal judge in D.C. tightening the gag order on Roger Stone. Judge Amy Berman Jackson told Stone today he can make no further public comments about his case. Stone apologized to the judge after posting an Instagram picture of her with an image of crosshairs above her head. The judge said Stone's apology, quote, rings quite hollow. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer urging his colleagues to support a resolution to terminate the president's national emergency declaration. Today, Schumer released a statement calling on members of the Senate from both sides of the aisle to support legislation to be introduced tomorrow. Checking traffic, alternate sides suspended, meters in effect. Accident in Queens on the Grand Central Eastman at the Clearview. Two left lanes are out. An accident on the BQE Northman at the Kosciuszko Bridge has the center lane out. Inbound George is fine to the outbound George off the Cross Bronx. An hour, the inbound Lincoln 5, the outbound Lincoln 15. In at the Holland, about 10 from either approach. The outbound Holland, 45 minutes. Earlier accidents on the Parkway northbound in Bergen County are gone. And we do have delays on the New York State Thruway northbound from exit 10 in Nyack right up to exit 13. Checking your forecast, what a difference a day makes. Sunny today, we're at our high of 50 degrees. Cloudy tonight, 35. Friday morning, when you wake up with Joe and the gang, cloudy and 44. Saturday, cloudy and 42. Some rain on Sunday morning, but 55. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If I had to ask you what you think are going to influence the markets up or down this year, do you know what the answer is? I mean, you would if you listen to Money Monday with my friend David Fisher, who also happens to be the CEO of Landmark Capital. It's the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve are going to cost a lot of people a lot of money this year, or they might make some people some money. The determining factor, in fact, could be as simple as whether or not you own gold. And to help you with that, I don't trust anybody more than Landmark Capital in terms of understanding what my gold is worth, what kind of gold I should be buying, and why it's important to do it at the right time. Gold has been moving up recently, and it is poised in 2019 to make a huge move due to the Fed. Call today, 844-604-2575. And have a discussion, just a discussion, that will start the process. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575.
Looking for ways to save with your Medicare plan? Walgreens is a preferred network pharmacy with many plans nationwide, which could mean lower copays for you. So bring your prescriptions to a Walgreens pharmacy today to start saving. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Walgreens participates as a preferred network pharmacy with UnitedHealthcare, Cigna HealthSpring, and Express Scripts Medicare. For a complete list of available plans, please contact 1-800-MEDICARE. TTY users should call 1-877-486-2048. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or consult www.medicare.gov. Other pharmacies are available in our network.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for the only $5 meal worthy of your appetite? Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal. Our classic Junior Bacon Cheeseburger is now bigger. With double the fresh, never frozen beef and double the Applewood smoked bacon, there's nothing junior about it except the price. Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal comes with nuggets, fries, and a drink for just $5. Get the $5 Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal at Wendy's. Giant meal, junior price.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
Proving that he may be ready for prime time. Frank Morano. Sunday mornings at 4 on AM 970. The Answer.
Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Thankful for people that are willing to join us on the journey, be they in media, be they in entertainment, be they in public policy. And my next guest fits that last description for sure. In fact, I want you to catch he and I on television this coming weekend on the Newsmax channel on Sunday at 1 p.m. on What's the Deal? Eric Ulrich, councilman from Queens, will be with Kevin McCullough, and we'll be there together with John Tobacco asking what's the deal about the world around us. Eric, it was fun to catch up with you last night at the taping. Thanks for being here today.
Hey, Kevin. How are you?
I'm well. Hey, let's talk about this race that's coming up in New York City. A lot of people don't know what a public advocate's race is all about. Even if they live in the city, they don't necessarily understand the importance of it. And you're running in it, and the vote is next Tuesday. What's it all about?
Yeah, on Tuesday, we're having a nonpartisan special election to fill the vacancy that was created when Tish James became the state attorney general. So there'll be a citywide nonpartisan race for New York City public advocate. The public advocate, Kevin, is the second highest elected official in the city of New York. It's right under the mayor. It's sort of like being vice president. If for whatever reason the mayor is incapacitated, the public advocate assumes the role of mayor. So it's a very important position. And it's somebody who's supposed to be a check on the mayor. I think if New Yorkers are looking for someone to keep Mayor de Blasio's feet to the fire and keep him honest, then I'm their candidate. The problem is that it's nonpartisan, so there are no Democrats and no Republicans, and I think it'll lead to a lot of confusion on Election Day.
I think that's probably true, and there are some 17 other candidates that are all of Democratic origin. You happen to be the guy that says, hey, let's use some common sense in how we approach these policies, but you do so with a degree of context and experience. I mean, you're a city councilman from Queens. You've got a lot of experience fighting on the ground for your borough and for what's going on. So why should you be that next public advocate and that check on this mayor?
Well, look, the mayor is more interested in raising his national profile and being the leader, the national leader of the national progressive movement. He thinks he's running for president. He's spending more time in Iowa and New Hampshire than he is spending in New York City, actually fixing New York City problems and addressing New York City issues. If you were to ask Mayor de Blasio, who would be the last person that you would want as the next public advocate? There's no question he would say it's me. And so what I tell people is I will be Bill de Blasio's worst nightmare. If you want somebody who's going to drive the mayor crazy and really keep him honest and keep him on his toes, then you've got to vote for me on the common sense party line. There are no party designations in this election. So there are 17 candidates, and 15 of them are Democrats. There's one other Republican, coincidentally. But I am the leading Republican candidate. The New York Times wrote an article yesterday. I couldn't believe how favorable they were, basically. The Daily News endorsed us today. The New York Post ran a great story last week saying that we actually have a shot. Could you imagine, Kevin, the shockwaves that we would send throughout the country if we were able to elect a Republican in the bluest of blue, in the bluest of blue cities in New York City, that we could elect a Republican with common sense to be a check on Bill de Blasio and his socialist progressive politics? I mean, it would make national news.
Eric, if people want to get involved, how do they do that?
Well, they can go on our website, ericulrich.nyc. That's ericulrich.nyc. And again, this campaign is all about keeping the mayor honest and putting that so-called progressive agenda in check that's ruining our city, that's driving out jobs. I think people across the country are disgusted, just like I am, that Amazon was basically chased out of New York City, out of my home borough of Queens, by a bunch of politicians and a small minority of people who were very vocal and just, you know, took over the dialogue, took over the media, and hijacked the whole discussion. And we lost 25,000 good-paying jobs.
Yeah.
Because of those people. And the mayor just sat on his hands. We have to send a message, not only to Bill de Blasio and the progressives, but to the whole country, that we're not going to allow this socialist, democratic nonsense to dominate the agenda, to take over our day-to-day lives. We've got to do it, and if we could do it in New York, we could do it anywhere. We can send that message. People can get involved. They can share things on Twitter. They can go online and donate.
Yeah.
Everybody has friends or relatives that live in the five boroughs. Call them up. Let them know that on Tuesday, there's only one candidate with common sense, and that's me, Eric Ulrich. I'm running for public advocate, and I need everybody's support. We can pull this off. This would be a tremendous upset, but your listeners are going to be a big part of that campaign.
Here's the website address one more time. Eric Ulrich, ulrich.nyc, ericulrich.nyc. And friends, you can make a difference. If you're not for open borders, if you're not for anti-Semitic policy, if you're not for post-birth abortion, if you're not for all the things that the progressives are trying to make happen, friends, if you're not in favor of that vision of what you want, then you've got to make a difference. And imagine electing a sole Republican in the entirety of the Democratic wasteland that is New York City. Eric Ulrich, NYC.NYC, ericulrich.nyc. Eric, thanks so much. We'll be watching on Tuesday.
Kevin, we're fighting a good fight. We're going to win this thing. Thank you.
Kevin McCullough Radio, coming right back. The Stand With Israel Tour with Dennis Prager and Mike Gallagher is happening December 2nd through the 11th of 2019. Join AM 970 The Answer for a 10-day expedition to the Holy Land that will change your life. You'll get timely insights into Israel's fascinating past, dynamic present, and promising future. Experience the Western Wall, modern Tel Aviv, the Dead Sea, and so much more. All in the comfort and safety of first-class accommodations. December 2nd through the 11th, 2019. Register today. Visit am970theanswer.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're feeling run down and don't have the energy that you used to, it might be because you just don't eat enough fruits and vegetables. It's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in capsule form. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins. In fact, they're not like vitamins at all. Vitamins are synthetics. Balance of Nature is natural food in a vegetarian capsule. Tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and veggies. Each capsule, in fact, has 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. And once you start taking Balance of Nature, you just end up feeling really, really good. People report their skin looks better. They've got fewer aches and pains. They have a lot more energy. It's time to improve the quality of your life. So call now. Call Balance of Nature at 800-246-8751 and use the promo code THEANSWER for 20% off your first month's supply, or go to balanceofnature.com. But make sure you use the promo code THEANSWER. Good health is only a phone call away. Call Balance of Nature at 800-246-8751. Use the promo code The Answer.
What drives a business? Construction and real estate. Get the inside story from the experts on planning, engineering, government relations, and more. Don't miss Constructive Conversations with the Builders Institute this Saturday afternoon at 5 on AM 970, The Answer.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions are posted at www.textrules.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply.
There's a mute button on your cell and one on your TV remote. Don't you wish there was one on your partner's snoring too? Thankfully, now there is. Mute is a comfortable nasal breathing device that increases airflow through the nose by gently opening the airways. You'll get more air through your nose, so you'll breathe less through your mouth, which is often the cause of snoring. And thanks to Mute, less snoring means more sleep for me.
Hit the Mute button on your partner's snoring. Available at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid and other fine stores. To get a valuable coupon, text the word MUTE to 246810. Text MUTE to 246810. For more information, go to mutesnoring.com. Mute. Breathe more, snore less, sleep better.
You own a local business, or any business, and your national competition has a backroom of digital marketing minions who are eating your lunch. But you can beat them with our digital marketing experts. We're Salem Surround. We can surround potential customers with your message wherever they engage, search, surf, socialize, or review. We offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales. We make every digital dollar count towards sales success. We won't waste your money. Salem Surround takes the mystery of digital marketing off your shoulders, letting you do what you do best, run your business, while we deliver customers from everywhere. Now there are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Hi, this is Bill Martinez. Join us as the conversation continues about immigration, about our healthcare system. It's all about us. It's all about the truth, wherever it leads.
Bill Martinez live, Monday mornings at 12 a.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Everywhere I go, oh, oh, I say is it all, oh, oh, always on my road, I'm still New York.
Breaking news about your wellness with Dr. Douglas Howard, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio. Proudly powered by the fruits and veggies of Balance of Nature.
Yes, I am. I'm proudly powered by the fruits and veggies. In fact, since last week, we had a little outbreak in the McCullough household. The little four-year-old started running fevers, and then sure enough, the six-year-old started running fevers, and there were no other symptoms. But I said, you know what? I just need to up my dosage. So I've been on a 10 and 10, Doc Howard, and I've just skated past all of our kids. We don't know what they had. We took them. No ear infection, no nothing else. They're just fighting something in their system. But Dad didn't get it, and that's the great thing. Welcome back, Doc. Awesome. It's good to see you.
Yeah, it's good to be here. You know, I know, you know, I've been, let's see, in the last 4 weeks to Germany and Switzerland and Italy and back to Germany and Switzerland and then back to New York and Philadelphia and back to New York and now in Myrtle Beach and all about 4 weeks. And when I was there, you know, I had that little scratch. I had a little tickle.
Right.
Just a tickle. It's gone. It never got me, and it was gonna hit hard, you know, that airplane flying and, you know, that air blowing on you and the guy next to you. In fact, I think I told you the other day, but I sit next to this person in the airport, and they're like, I'm not joking. It was like some of the raft. I turned to Susan when she walked up and said, man, I'm afraid that lady next to me is gonna cough up a piece of lung. And then I thought, And I thought about moving. I thought, hey, I take my balance of nature, and I'm on a triple dose right now. I am good.
Well, you know what, Doc? To that end, you know, when you're a parent and you see your kid sick, and that's the worst thing in the world, just to know that their little body is suffering under something. And fevers are a good sign. It's your body fighting something off. I understand all of that. But when you lean down to kiss him, you're like, am I going to catch what they have? And no, I don't worry about that. I've got the fruits and veggies in my system working right, and there we go. Hey, there's this new story out today. A new study has been done. And I don't have a lot of patience for vegans to begin with. And if anybody's listening and is a vegan, I'll have plenty of patience with you. But they seem to have a lot of agendas when it comes to other stuff of my life. And I'm not always so pleased with that. And Doc, you know this because I had a salad for lunch when we had lunch the other day, and I had my little protein sliced on top of it. But there's this new study that says that vegans don't get enough vitamin B12. And so now they're being encouraged to supplement B12, just B12, no other supplements, just B12, according to this new German study. And I wondered, you know, in the world that you and I live in every day now, with whole nutrition from 31 fruits and vegetables, is this study onto something, or are they just like targeting one thing that's going to leave other things undealt with?
Well, yes and yes. Okay. The thing is with B12 is it's not really as much a vitamin as the others anyways, because you actually have the bacteria in you convert other chemistry to B12. And the other thing is B12 is hard to get from, some sources, and that's what everybody pushes towards red meat. But red meat actually is quite low on the totem pole. It's actually higher in shellfish and, oh, even salmon is double that of red beef, basically, and or red meat. And the thing is what it is B12 is this chemical that attaches along with the proteins. And so your body has the ability to separate that off and then use it. But the other source of that is you have bacteria in your bowel that can make B12. Now, that's deep in the colon, so then you need an intrinsic factor, which is another aspect that your stomach has to produce in order to get that to absorb and bring it back. But you don't need a lot of B12 either, but it's a very, very vital chemical for your body to work on nerves, on the red blood cell production, on a lot of different areas. So the thing is they've been fighting. They used to say vegetarians had to take B12. Well, they don't say that anymore. Now it's vegans, because vegans cut out all dairy on top of that. Well, dairy is also an animal protein, and there's enough in there. A couple of eggs a day, you know, and then with some minor things, then you still can. Soy is a good protein that carries some B12 along with it, and it can detach off of. So there are plant sources that people do forget about. But the key to this is, sorry, I'm going backwards, but there was a study done in England that I really love that shows that the problem with B12 is not as much that we're not getting it in, but that we've had too many antibiotics, we haven't restored our bacteria the way it needs to be in the bowel. Excuse me. And so then on top of that, then it doesn't have the right chemistry to make what it needs to make. It's a very, very complex chemical. There's 30 stages that the chemical has to go through. But when all of the chemistry is there for your bowel to work upon, it can work. But the problem is that chemistry is not included, for example, in a multivitamin. Hmm. In fruits and vegetables, there's hundreds of thousands of chemicals, hundreds of thousands, and that come together, and then your body can take that chemistry and make what it needs. It's a fermentation process. And so fermented foods, by the way, have an increased amount of B12 that your body can attach to, and that your body can take from the attachment and absorb.
So the fruits and the vegetables are helping the rest of the body do what it needs to do to get the B12 from the protein sources that are going through it.
Exactly. And my wife would be nudging me right now if she were here, saying, you've gone way over in the science. But I hope people understand that it really isn't as difficult as they make it. God didn't make it so that we have to take shots, so we have to take pills that are artificially made from bacteria fermentation. but that our body, when we give it all of the chemistry it needs, it truly can make that chemistry. It really is a self-satisfying machine, and it really can satisfy those areas. You know, it goes down to, there's also, it takes to another, there was a family that's being charged for abuse of their child because they were putting them on a vegan diet. And we have to be careful of that. Children need fats, and there's some things, so you do have to be careful, but fats don't always have to come from meat. You just have to remember that.
Right. Hey, good stuff. And Doc, if you can get that study, if there's a link of that online British study, we'll be glad to post it with the podcast, because I'd love people to be able to see that. But friends, what you need to know is that the fruits and veggies are going to help balance your system and help your system do what it needs to do to get that B12 effectively. And you can get those fruits and veggies going just by calling 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, and ask them not only about your complimentary health coach when you call, get started on the fruits and veggies, but be ready to start a very exciting adventure in getting a new day of health made for your body, your family, your life. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
The biggest threat to you in this country today is cyber attack. And no one knows it better than Dr. Eric Cole, former special agent for the CIA and CEO of Secure Anchor. Through Secure Anchor, Dr. Cole protects major companies and individuals from cyber breach. And now he's going to prepare you for any attack and raise the alarm to our government that they need to act. Tune in Saturday afternoons at 2 on AM 970 The Answer for Cyber 9/11 with Dr. Eric Cole, and learn how to prevent and prepare for the inevitable.
Tired of dealing with dummies? Experience the smart way to buy a car at Route 22 Toyota. No hidden fees, no back and forth, no pressure, and no wasting time with dummies. Alex Kinsella, the general manager, prides himself on his low lease offers and 0% APR financing for up to 72 months for qualified buyers. And now my buddy Alex wants you to experience their new smart way to service. He's taking the same smart approach that's been so successful in selling cars into the service bay. So he said, "Joe, I'm going to let you give the first 5 callers in the next 5 minutes a free multi-point inspection and oil change and filter if they call 855-621-9949 and say, 'Joe sent me.' 855-621-9949 in the next 5 minutes, get a free oil change and filter on me. 855-621-9949 and say, 'This one's on Joe.' Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com. Tell them Joe sent you for the free oil change. All European makes excluded.
Insurance can be scary. When it comes to protecting your family, home, or business, you need a name you can trust. You need Honig Conti Insurance. In Manhattan for over 100 years, Honig Conti is family-owned, experienced, and credible. They believe in a face-to-face roll-up-your-sleeves approach, providing each client with individual personal care. Honig Conti, the name to trust. So start your new year right with Honig Conti Insurance. Call 212-777-7113 or honigconti.com. HONIGCONTE.com. Honig Conti Insurance. Insurance, not just providing insurance, but insurance guidance.
Win a case of sauce from Michael's of Brooklyn. Enter on AM970TheAnswer.com or by calling the Joe Piscopo Show during Italian Trivia Contest. Contest runs from Wednesday, May 23rd until further notice. Online winners will be chosen at random every Wednesday during contest duration. On-air winners will be announced during the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday during contest duration. Chance of winning is based on number of entries or calls. Prize is one case of sauce from Michael's of Brooklyn. See complete contest rules at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At Ace, save on everything you need to take care of your home. Get your coupon at acehardware.com and save 25% on a regular priced item under $50. That's right, 25% off on the product of your choice. And only Ace has the brands you love and the advice you trust. So hurry in and get your 25% savings only at your neighborhood Ace, the helpful place. Offer valid with coupon at participating stores through February 28th. Limit 1. Exclusions apply. See coupon.
Jay Sekulow Live is next on AM 970, The Answer. What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, we're thankful that you've been able to stay with us today. Thank you for everybody that has contributed this past hour. Appreciate all of their input and just the opportunity to give you the information that we do here at Kevin McCullough Radio. We work very hard on this show, young man Alex and myself, and a few others that work behind the scenes, but we're glad to be able to do so. And if you missed any part of it, or if you missed any part of the other hour that I do, because there's an additional hour that is done each day, you can find all of those over at the Kevin McCullough Podcast Universe at SoundCloud.com or at iTunes. Just search for Kevin McCullough, Kevin McCullough Radio, KMC Radio. Try those terms. You'll find exactly what you're looking for. And if you're using any one of those other aggregators, of which 99% of them work off of iTunes, you can just put in my name and it should bring it up for you. Everything from TuneIn to Radio Relay and a ton of others that are out there, Stitcher and so forth, they've all got them. And we appreciate all of you that listen on demand as well each day. Finally, Laura Logan did something that was rather courageous this week. She went public and said that a lot of the mainstream press is mostly liberal. You may know Laura. She is a longtime reporter at 60 Minutes, one of the last bastions of long-form journalism that there are. You may also know that Laura was that CBS reporter who was gang-raped in the spring uprising in Egypt, doing some live reports from there. So this is a woman who doesn't shrink in the light of persecution. But she did tell some podcasters this week that the remarks that she made about the press amounted to basically professional suicide. She said that as a result of her speaking out about how liberal the media is, that she has become a target. And she named her targeters by name: Michael Calderon of the Huffington Post, Joe Hagan, Brian Stelter, who is at CNN. She added, they smear you personally. They go after your integrity. They go after your reputation as a person and a professional. They stop at nothing. I am not the only one. And I am just, I am done, right? I am tired of it. They do not get to write my story anymore. They don't speak for me. I want to say loudly and clearly to all who listen, I am not owned. Nobody owns me. I'm not owned by the left or the right. She made headlines for saying those things. And now it'll be interesting to see what happens since she is no longer part of CBS's 60 Minutes. I'm Kevin McCullough.